Let's go back to that portion of scripture that he read to us out of the book of Paul's epistle to the church at Colossae. And we'll go here to the book of Colossians chapter 3. If you really want to be, and if you are in fact a serious student of the scriptures, if you're really interested in the salvation of your soul, if you have a desire for everlasting life, then listen to that which I have to say to you this morning. I have a very, very vital portion of scripture to speak to you from, and it's only three words, and they're found here in the third chapter in verse 11, and here are the three words: Christ is all. Nancy and I took a brief trip down to Southwest Virginia first of the week. We got back Thursday about 6 in the evening. And we stopped at a restaurant on the way back and had a good meal. And I was noticing, hanging up on the wall of the restaurant, which kind of had a Western motif, had several irons for branding cattle. As I looked at those, knowing what I'd been rolling over in my mind to speak on today, I thought, Lord, if you'd just brand these three words out of the third chapter of the book of Colossians, verse 11, the words, Christ is all. Lord, brand those, not obviously to the flesh, but to the heart. That's the reason I say, if you're really a serious student of the scriptures, I hope you all are, you want to learn the word of God, you've got to learn this. The Lord's got to brand this into our hearts. In the study of the word of God, Christ is all. In the salvation of your soul, I hope you're interested in that. Well, I'm interested in the salvation of my soul. Lord, O Spirit of God, take the branding iron of your grace. And may these very simple three words, may these be branded on my heart in the salvation of sinners. And as pertains to my salvation, I've got to know this, Christ is all. He's all to be known. He's all to be believed, and he's all to be embraced in love. And if you want everlasting life, these three words have got to brand it in your heart, because there's no everlasting life anywhere else. Everlasting life is only in Christ Jesus. He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. Then what did he say? I'm the life. I'm the life. Oh God, give me everlasting life. I know where life is. In fact, I not only know the location of life, I know who life is. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is all. If we would understand the essence of Christianity, if we would understand what Christianity is all about, here are the three words that head that very vital topic. When it comes to Christianity, Christ is all, not the church, not the ordinances, not your decision, not your works. Oh, God, take this branding iron of grace and put it in our hearts. In this matter of the salvation of sinners, true Christianity, Christ is all. That's what I want, true Christianity. I don't want a fake religion. I want something that's full of life, that exists for the very glory of God. And in this entire scheme of redemption and salvation and reconciliation, I know this, Christ is all. You know that, don't you? He's all. I tell you what, if you want wisdom, if you want wisdom to understand the Scriptures, you won't make any progress in the right direction until you understand this: Christ is all. If you want to be righteous, and you've got to be righteous to be accepted of God. If you want to be righteous, if you want to be justified, if you want to be forgiven, if you want to be accepted, you will make no advances in that direction until you understand this. When it comes to righteousness, Christ is all. And if you want to be holy, not as the world views holiness, because the world views holiness as outward performance of duties and regulations. Not holiness as a denomination would define it. But if you would be holy, and if you would know something about holiness as God defines it, which is absolute purity and perfection, being blameless in His sight, you've got to know this when it comes to the subject of holiness. And without holiness, no man's going to see the Lord. In this subject, Christ is all. If you want to know something about redemption, first of all, the redemption of the soul. And then secondly, the redemption of the body. If you want to know something about redemption, debt being paid, all of your liabilities being charged to Christ Jesus, you had no assets to bring to salvation. All the assets were His. All the liabilities were yours. If you want to know about the redemption of your soul by that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, well, He is all. And if you want to know something about the redemption of this body, which is going to die, go back to the dust. But our Lord Jesus is going to have this body too, the bodies of all of His people. He'll have every speck of our dust. And we'll receive a body fashioned like unto His glorious body. If you're interested not only in the redemption of your soul, but the redemption of your body, you won't make any headway in your understanding of redemption until you see this, till the Spirit of God reveals this to you. Christ is all. And I'll tell you, in all things doctrinal, here is the foundation on which we build. We build our doctrine on a rock foundation, the rock of ages, even our Lord Jesus. Any doctrine not built on Him is wrong doctrine. It's false doctrine. When it comes to doctrine, Christ is all. And when it comes to the practical things of life, in that Christ is also all. For he's all our motivation for living right, for doing right. Here's what Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's what he said. So, having this understanding, let me make about 5 statements to you. And stay with me. Hope it'll help you. Number 1, Christ is all in the purpose and all the decrees of God that have to do with his people. Christ is all in that purpose of God and the decrees of God pertaining to his people. I give you a few thoughts from a message I read, and I noted it. I read something that really kind of jumps off the page to me, I up at the top I'll put read on. I read this in December of 1974 and it's still with me today. Here's a little message on Christ is all. He's all in the purpose and decrees of God. See, there was a time when time had no existence. There was nothing. Only God in the eternality of his being. Only God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit existed. And they existed in perfect harmony and blissfulness. The earth had no existence. The heaven had no existence. There was no being throughout all of eternity except God. Well, if Christ is all, where was he then? He was with the Trinity because he's one of the Trinity. In fact, you read in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. What is a word? A word, as we use words, these are vehicles of thought, vehicles that reveal the whatever it is that we want to convey to you. It's the only way I can convey to you my thoughts this morning. And my desires are through words. They're vehicles of thought, of expression. If you want to know about God, if you want to know about the Father and the Spirit, then you've got to study Christ, the Son of God, because he's all. And back there in old eternity, it says in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, he was ever the Father's delight. He was the very joy of the Father. He said in his high priestly prayer, Father, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with thee before this world was. Back when there was no time, Christ was all. He was all. But something happened back there in eternity. There was a covenant of grace. The establishment of God's everlasting decree to save sinners. With the Father choosing and the Spirit of God pledging to reveal the Savior and reveal the gospel to these sinners. But even then in that covenant and counsel of grace, Christ is all. And I wouldn't take anything away from what the Father has done and is doing, nor what the Spirit has done and the Spirit is doing, but it was covenanted within the holy counsel of God that second person of the Trinity, he alone would take on a union with our flesh. and he would come. He would redeem. He would save. He would shed his blood to satisfy God and save the people of God's choice. In other words, in old eternity, Christ is all, for he was the surety of those the Father gave him. He was the Savior. He was appointed to be the Savior. There can't be any salvation without redemption, without reconciliation. So when God formulated this magnificent purpose of grace, of salvation, there had to be one appointed, one ordained, one predestinated who would himself answer for all the sins of all of the people that God the Father had given to him in the covenant of grace. And in that covenant, Christ is all. Christ is all. He's always been all. And then there was a time when the world came into existence. Everything created. If Christ is all, where was he then? Why, he was the creator. And so we read in John 1, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything was made by him and made for his pleasure. He's the creator. And so we read in Hebrews chapter 2, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. Who laid the foundation of the earth? Our Lord Christ did. And then there came a day when something awful happened in this world. There was a rebellion against God by a man. His name was Adam. He did what God specifically told him not to do. He could eat of any fruit of any of the trees of the garden except for one that stood as a symbol of the absolute authority and sovereignty of God. Don't you eat the fruit of that tree now. In the day you eat of it, you'll surely die. I don't know how many other trees existed, how much more fruit existed, but Adam, he saw his wife eat, and he decided that he would go with her in her rebellion against God. He ate and he failed. He sinned. He became a rebel against God. He lost the favor of God. Well, if Christ is all, where was he then? Well, he himself put on a garment of flesh, so that Adam and Eve could see him. And he spoke to them. And he told them, actually he told the serpent, he told the devil, but he spoke it in such a way that Adam and Eve could hear this. He said, off in the future, the seed of the woman is coming. A reference to himself. Not the seed of a man. He wouldn't be contaminated with the sinfulness of man. He's going to be born of the seed of a woman, born of a virgin. And he said, then the head of the serpent will be crushed. And then our Lord Jesus, this one who Christ is all, before the eyes of our fallen parents, he killed an animal, two animals, I suspect, and then he skinned them, he shed the blood of those animals, and then he robed our fallen parents with the skins of those animals, thus illustrating a truth that would be set forth all the way through the Old Testament scriptures unto the death of the Lord Jesus himself. The way that the guilty will continue to live and the way that they'll go free is for an innocent victim to die in their stead. Well, since Christ is all, what did he do then? He illustrated exactly was going to happen to himself. Some 4,000 years in the future, he would die. And then there came a day when sin, oh, it blanketed the earth. Degradation, corruption, wickedness was everywhere. After 4,000 years, it was obvious that all the poets and the scientists and the philosophers and the educated people, they didn't get nearer to God. They get further away from God. It was obvious that man by wisdom did not know God and could not know God. And when that had been to God's satisfaction fully exposed, the ignorance of man had been exposed. If Christ is all, what'd he do then? He came down here to do something about our dilemma. Oh, bless his name. Born of a virgin, lived a life of perfect obedience. He kept every law perfectly. God's law. Parental law. And civil law. He kept all the law. Thereby establishing the fact, this man is a perfect man. The scripture says in Leviticus 22 and 21 of a sacrifice, it's got to be perfect to be accepted. Well, he showed that. He showed that by his life. And then this perfect sacrifice, he went to the cross of Calvary. If Christ is all, what did he do then? He bore the sins of his people in his own body on the tree. He died as our substitute. He died to satisfy God, to honor justice. He died to put away the sins of all of his people, which he did. He died to wash us. He died to robe us. He died to reconcile us. He died to make us righteous. Christ is all. He's all. He died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15, according to the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 40 days later, he went back to heaven. And if Christ is all, what's he doing right now? Ruling the world. Governing all things to fulfill his Father's eternal purpose. And he's working all things out for the good of his people. He has sent his Spirit multiplied times to individuals who were marked as being God's people even before the world began. And the Son of God sends the Spirit to every last one of them. He makes sure they hear the gospel of how God can be a just God and a Savior. The gospel of blood, the gospel of grace, the gospel that salvation is of the Lord. He sends his Spirit. He sent his Spirit to you. If you believe the gospel of Christ, that's what he did for you. He sent his Spirit. He could have passed you by. He could have left you in your heathen darkness. But he didn't. He didn't. In his own eternal purpose back before the world began, he saw you. He loved you with an everlasting love. He appointed you unto everlasting life. And in his own heart he said, I'm going to have that one. That's one of mine. I'm going to redeem him. I'm going to buy her from the justice of God. And so he did. And so he was exalted, and he sends his Spirit. And you know what he's doing? He's working all things together for the good of his people. That's what he's doing. Christ is all. And listen, there's coming a day when this thing we call time shall be no more. He's coming back. Christ is coming back. Well, if he's all, what's he going to do then? He's going to raise the quick and the dead. He's going to raise the bodies of those that believe. He's going to raise the bodies of those who don't believe. He's going to gather everybody in front of him. The billions of people who have lived say, Jim, I don't see how in the world he can do that. Well, I don't see how in the world he could speak the world into existence. There's a whole lot of things that the Lord has done and is doing I can't comprehend. I can't comprehend how that right now, this very moment, every little insect in the world, even across the furthest point from Ashland, Kentucky, every insect is fulfilling his will and going exactly and doing exactly what his purpose. I can't understand that. My poor peanut southern brain, I can't get a hold of the eternal purpose of God. But I believe he's all powerful. He's all glorious. He does his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. There's nothing that is out from under the control of King Jesus. Christ is all. And I'll tell you, one of these days, he's going to judge the world in righteousness. That's the standard. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And he'll say to the sheep, hey, come ye blessed of my Father. Come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And to the goats, those who wouldn't believe him, had no desire after him, didn't matter to them that Christ was all. For the most part, to them, Christ was nothing. Oh, maybe he was a little bit to them every once in a while, Christmas and Easter. But he wasn't all to them. And I tell you what, they're all going to fall down at his throne. They're going to bend the knee. And they're going to say, Jesus of Nazareth, who lived and died a sacrificial death and rose again, he is the Lord. And then the one who's the Lord is going to cast him into hell. And there's coming an eternity when the saints of God will all be in heaven. If Christ is all, what's he going to be then to us? He'll be the object of our worship forever. That will be our employment. That will be our enjoyment. I'm telling you, in the purpose of God, in the decrees of God pertaining to the salvation of sinners, Christ is all. Let me give you a second point. Christ is all in the Word of God. Throughout the Old Testament, you read of all of these sacrifices. In all of those sacrifices, Christ is all, because all of them pointed to him. Surely you don't think that the killing of millions of animals over the course of 4,000 years of the Old Testament, surely you don't think that they were needless or useless or pointless or had no meaning? Why do all those animals have to die? I mean, hey, I appreciate animals, and I don't want to see animals suffer. I have a heart toward animals. I like cats and dogs and pretty much other animals, unless they're after me. But I get along pretty good with all the animals. And I, the thought of an animal, the throat being slit and blood gushing out and the animal kicking and screaming, say, I can't even imagine such a thing. All of those animal sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed to Christ, who is all. He is the sacrifice for sin appointed by God. The Word of God sets forth all of those sacrifices. Christ is all in all of them. And all the pictures of our Lord, from Abel's lamb. I mean, there you can go to hundreds of illustrations of pictures of our Lord Jesus, Abel's lamb, Noah's ark, Noah's sacrifices after the ark landed on dry ground. The Israelites, the Passover lamb, the manna, the water from the rock, the brazen serpent, just go all the way through the Old Testament. All of those Old Testament pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ, they announce to us in words, if we're listening, are very, very clear and simple. They're saying Christ is all. They all pointed to Him. He's all in the Word of God. And I speak to those of you who are watching by way of the internet. Perhaps you're sick, can't go to your local church service this morning. You're watching me. Or perhaps you're not attending. Maybe you don't have anywhere to attend. I don't know what your situation is. But I'll tell you what, if the preacher you usually listen to, if his message is not Jesus Christ and Him crucified, I'd find me another preacher. Just being honest with you, because I tell you, from this pulpit, from the pulpit of every true servant of God, those three words, those are the words that are branded on our hearts. Yeah. Branded on the hearts of the preachers of the gospel. Christ is all. I've got to tell what I know, and I've got to be a faithful witness of Him that I know. Christ is all. He's all in the Word of God. The Bible is not a book of history. It's not a book of prophecy. Not a book of morality. Now, there are a lot of things that you can learn from the Word of God, of course, because it's an accurate record of that which God has spoken. But the book of God, it's summed up in those three words. Christ is all. He's all. He's all in the book of God. And thirdly, He's all in the redemption of a sinner. And I don't wish to be understood. I believe in the election of sinners by God the Father. I believe the new birth, the necessity of the new birth by the Spirit of God. But there's no redemption without Christ Jesus. Now, there's no salvation without Him. You say, well, preacher, I think we ought to honor the Father. Here's what our Lord Jesus said. He said, Him that honoreth not the Son of God, honoreth not the Father who sent Him. You say, I want to honor God the Father. Well, then you honor His Son. Because it pleased God, it pleased the Father that in Christ Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. That's what it says. And you don't give Christ His rightful place, well, you're not honoring the Father. Christ is all in the purpose and decrees of God concerning the salvation of sinners. Christ is all in the book of God. Christ is all in the redemption of sinners. Whose blood washes away sin? In whose righteousness are we clothed? We're made the righteousness of God in Him, in righteousness, and righteousness, I cannot stress to you how vital a subject that is. He is our righteousness. Christ is all in righteousness. And He'll be all in eternity. Tell you what, here's what Paul said. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He didn't say, I have a desire to depart and go to heaven. He said, I won't be with Christ. That's what He said. Our Lord Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today thou shalt be with Me in paradise. What is paradise? It's to be with Christ. Why, I would just venture to say this. Heaven is Christ. He's all of heaven. In fact, heaven, wherever it's located, wouldn't be heaven if he wasn't there. So wherever he is, that's where heaven is. I got something across my phone the other day. I get all these internet messages, you know, and said the world is it's going to be a tremendous uproar through the earth when the Lord comes back, and some are taken and some are left. Well, see, I feel like when he comes back, that's going to be the end. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to be with him. Let come what may, I'll be with Christ Jesus. He is all in all to his people. He is our heaven. His praise will be our eternal song. His glory will be our eternal delight. And his service will be our eternal occupation. And his presence will be our eternal safety. And here's the last thing. Christ is all. He's all that a faithful preacher has to preach. He's all that a faithful preacher has to preach. I'm telling you, you hear me now. And if you don't hear me, if God doesn't give you ears to hear, these words they'll haunt you. Absolutely, they will haunt you throughout eternity. Amen. Salvation is in Christ. In salvation, Christ is all. Not your works. Not your deeds. Not your efforts. Not your good living. Not your morality. If you're ever to be saved by the grace of God, the Spirit of God is going to have to brand these three words on your heart. Oh, God, do it for all of us. Christ is all. And if he brands our hearts, we're his forever. It's really just, in a way, you can say we've been branded always anyhow. But then it becomes a reality to us. Christ is all. Well, may the Lord bless his word. Let's get our song books and turn to 112.